Blog Talk Radio.
But if you need a break, just let me know. You know, just say it.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. It's so wonderful to be here another week, no pun intended. And I hope all's going well for you. Today's going to be an interesting, wonderful show. Today's show is going to be geared more towards our agents and affiliates, although we have many listeners that are buyers, sellers, and the general public. I know you will enjoy it as well, because what we're going to go over applies to everyone in the world, and is such wonderful success principles. But to you guys out there that are new or trying to get more balance in your life as agents and affiliates, you know, brokers, we know we have such a unless you're in the industry, you don't understand what it's all about when you're an agent or broker. Mortgage agents and brokers get it too, because we are always bombarded with so much going on, so much coming in 24/7. It takes a certain type of personality to be able to do the business and grow and then keep that balance. So today we're going to talk just about that. We're talking to a real estate pro who has done all of the above and still fully lists and sells and teaches and trains, and it's just amazing. Karen Briscoe is joining us today, and she wrote Real Estate Success in 5 minutes a Day. Yes, you can do it. You can do it. And she's principal owner of the Huckabee Briscoe Conrey Group with Keller Williams. The HBC Group has been recognized by the Wall Street Journal as one of the top 250 top realtor teams in the United States. Further, the team has ranked in the top 100 teams with Keller Williams International every year since 2009. That is the year the group joined KW. The team consists of Karen, her business partner, Lizzie Conroy, a managing director, staff of four, and seven associate agents. Many, many of you brokers out there, you know, many of our brokers in our membership have under 15 agents in the company, and it's usually, you know, broker-owned company, small mom-pop brokers, and I think you're going to find this is really, really beneficial. Team consists of her business partner, Lizzie Conroy, a managing director, and I just was mentioning staff of four and seven agents. Since 1977, HBC Group has sold over 1,500 homes valued at over $1.5 billion. They constantly sell over 100 residential properties annually, ranging from multi-million dollar luxury estates to condominiums and townhomes. Primary market areas include Northern Virginia, suburban Maryland, and Washington, D.C. As an author, Karen is an ongoing contributor to Inman News. She began her real estate career developing residential lots with the Trammell Crow Company in Dallas, Texas. I hope I pronounced that right. In Northern Virginia, she worked in commercial real estate with the Staubach Company prior to entering residential sales. She earned a master's degree from Southern Methodist University in Dallas, Texas, and received her BA from undergrad from Stevens College in Columbia, Missouri, her hometown. Karen recently completed the John Maxwell Team Certification Program for coaching, speaking, and training. Yay, we do that too, and it's such a wonderful, wonderful organization helping speakers and trainers and people all around the world. Through HBC Group, Karen and Lizzie launched Community Charity Champions to raise funds for local nonprofit groups and organizations, and was awarded the Social Corporate Responsibility Award for 2012 by the Greater McLean Chamber of Commerce. In addition, Karen has been a board member for Lift Me Up, a therapeutic horseback riding program for children and adults with disabilities in Great Falls, Virginia, since 2006. Her family is actively involved in Trinity United Methodist Church in McLean, Virginia. Now, that is a lot to have on your plate, and you're going to find out shortly how to do it. And with further ado, I'd like to welcome Karen Briscoe. Hey.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really insightful when you hear somebody else read your bio.
Isn't it nice? You deserve it.
It is.
It's amazing. Isn't it?
Well, it's definitely a journey. It's definitely a journey.
Tell us about that journey. Like you wrote Real Estate Success in 5 minutes a Day, which is so cool because, you know, those of us in the industry are like, oh gosh, how do you get all this done, right? And I know Inman News actually wrote in, and most people on the call are going to know, that are in the business are going to know who Inman News is. They wrote in that this book that you wrote was 3 must reads for your best year in real estate yet, books that could boost your business. So tell us, why did you write Real Estate Success in 5 minutes a Day?
Well, as often happens when you reach a level of success in any field or industry, people come to you and want to know how you did it. And there are, you know, I say secrets. I actually think that there are often things that people know, but the secrets to my success, one I found is that you can achieve by practicing certain principles. And one is to commit every day to certain practices. And it really requires only 5 minutes a day to invest reading and learning and advancing your profession. That's why what I'd found is that so many people said that they wanted to do personal and business development, but they never felt like they had time. And the idea came from motivational and devotional literature, which has what they call daily readers. And I was like, oh my gosh, that application in the business genre, if people had one application a day or one principle a day to read about and learn and find a way to put it into practice, that over time, that one thing could become a repertoire, if you will, of best business practices. And so that's where the idea came from.
It's almost like it becomes a habit, and then it catapults you to it, huh? Every day.
Yes, Aristotle said that success. Success is actually a habit. Aristotle said that it's not an act, but so many people, you know, kind of want this magic formula, but it's the setting up of good habits that are what leads to success.
I love it. Well, why? Okay, so who should read your book, and who did you write it specifically for? Agents, or tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the voice is predominantly to real estate agents, although I have found many people in other industries have read it and find that the applications correlate to fields as well. I have a friend of mine and her husband's company, they clean churches and schools, and she says it's almost better and easier for her to see how the application applies by seeing it in another industry. So it does cross industries and professions. I have lenders and people that are in affiliate industries to real estate. And then those who are interested in real estate, you're going to learn a lot of basic principles about because it seems like everybody has some level of interest in real estate, even if it's just your own real estate that you own. The primary market or primary is going to be real estate agents. And so for new agents, what I find with new agents is a lot of information is almost tsunami-like, or they go to training and they come out of it and they're like, you know, glassy-eyed going, I can't apply all of that. I can't remember all of it. And this gives them a delivery system of one a day. So it's much more bite-sized, manageable. For agents that have been in the business for a while, it can be inspiring. It could give you, you know, fresh insights, new ways of looking at things, or it could remind you of principles that perhaps it might be time to revisit. So it actually has several.
Like they were doormat.
Yes.
I love it because it really it's funny you mention about when you go to the seminars, webinar, we do all of it, you know, and it seems everybody's so uplifted, you know, when you leave a 3-day workshop, 5-day workshop, and it's proven when they do the studies that only maybe 10% of the people apply that in their life because they're probably glassy-eyed or it's just overwhelming and it's like, where do we start? And so this makes it simple, right? Kind of makes it where we give you something that you're giving people tips or tried true things that have worked in just that small 5 minutes a day that can really make a difference. That's awesome. It's our attention spans these days are so much shorter.
Well, that's actually Google has done a study, and they found that attention spans about a decade ago were about 10 minutes, and now they're 5 minutes. So, in the other,
I was thinking they were like 7 seconds. 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, it's terrible.
It seems forever. What you can accomplish in 5 minutes, but the whole concept too of one thing, because by reading about and learning and finding an application for one thing a day, you're more likely to remember it. What happens, again, is I think people try to take on too much, and so then most things don't change or anything happens. So by putting into practice the one concept or one principle a day, then when you are in a situation where you need a script or you need a dialogue or you need a strategy for lead generation or conversion, you actually are more likely to recall it.
Fantastic. What are the key messages of the book?
So every day the topics are different because part of the appeal is that many sales professionals, agents like jump around, and I find that the reason why they're attracted to that industry is because they like the everyday being kind of new. But at the same time, there are basic principles that apply across the board. And that breaks down into commit to get leads, consult to sell or conversion, and then connecting to build and grow. And then all of that is encompassed in mindset or success, thinking, activities, and vision. This what I call the sweet spot of success. It comes together when everything comes together. And each one of those...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, each one of those of areas have topics interspersed throughout, and sometimes there's overlap. Sometimes a lead generation topic also has some conversion aspects to it, or sometimes there's some consulting aspects that also go into building and growing a business. Because what I find is many professionals get their license, and then they don't even know where to begin, right? So
right.
This breaks it down.
Right. That's great. And then explain what is a Venn diagram. Now, many people know, many aren't going to know.
Well, a Venn diagram in this illustration uses three circles. And so where it overlaps is what creates the Venn diagram. So there's some, like I said, overlap between lead generation or business development and conversion. And then sometimes there's overlap between that and connecting to build and grow the fundamentals of building an ongoing enterprise. And then where those all intersect is then where you get what I call the sweet spot of success. And the idea is all of them have benefit and value. I would say each of the concepts stands alone sometimes, and each of the concepts are connected sometimes. So that's what the Venn diagram does.
That's so somebody new getting into the industry, I mean, they usually do not know where to go, or maybe they've been in prior industries that could overlap into our industry, and they really need confidence. They need leads. They need to, visualize and really commit, especially to the daily tasks, to do it. Do you find that... What is your opinion on them setting up their business? Do you think they should be part of a team right away, or do you think they maybe should focus on their own? Because I've found over the years and being in different markets and going to the top and pulling back, wanting to give, that one of the biggest things I ever found was for everyone to really realize you're in this business for on your own, even if you are part of a team, and you need to build it like that and develop your own style within what you're doing. What do you think about that?
I think everybody should, well, first of all, everybody should be in the lead generation business, regardless of whether you're on a team or not, because if you are dependent on the rainmaker or someone else to provide your leads, then you will always be dependent. If you have the ability and the capacity to generate leads, those are the people that become the rainmakers, right? So learning how to lead generate and committing to lead generate is the first aspect, and because what I see a lot of people do is they get their license and they think that somehow the world's going to know they're a real estate agent and start calling them, and I'm sure the message they really need to receive is that everybody is in the lead generation business. So some other fields, for example, a dentist, they can get their dental license, but until they actually have a patient and somebody to practice dentistry on, they really are they have to have that, right? And same with an attorney,
right?
Needs a client, and churches need members or parishioners or just people walking in the door. So everybody actually is in the lead generation business. They just, schools need students, shop owners need patrons, restaurants need patrons. Everybody is doing some marketing, business development,
sales,
lead generation.
Marketing. Right.
Right. We're all doing it. We just don't necessarily have it top of mind that you're in that. And that is until you have a lead, you effectively don't have anything to do. And that is where I see that if somebody wants to start, that's where they should start, whether they're going to be on a team or they're going to start out as a sole practitioner. Lead generation is where they need to put their time and attention.
Developing that sweet spot, if they practice, for example, if you're brand new, you can listen to many tapes, sales tapes, other tapes. It can be another, and also listen to your voice, tape yourself. Practice. I think practice in speaking and training makes you much more comfortable, right? And then that sweet spot may also be where they go, wow, I did it, I got it. Even if they're part of a team or they're doing it independently, because there's something that I think transfers when you get that listing and you're new, or when you're getting the sale, that feeling, that euphoric feeling, people want to go get another one, right? But there's something there, that confidence that comes through. Because our business, I think, is very, even if you do a lot of business, there's still, you have to be able to take rejection. It's such a numbers game. So this committing to leads and then tying it all in is probably one of the first things that they should learn, I would think, from what you're saying. Immediately.
Get ready for that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's part of why the whole concept is surrounded by success, thinking and activities and vision, because the sales associates studied and found that 80% of the sales are made after the 5th to 12th call. Actually, it takes more than 5 calls to make 80% of the sales. And like 2% of the people, I think it's been shown, makes 1 call, and then another 3% makes 2 calls, and then you get 5% makes 3 calls. And then you're up to 10, and then 10% make the 4th call, but it's actually the 5th plus call or contact or reaching out or connection that is what happens, where the conversion happens. And so you are so right. This is a heavily an industry where there can be a lot of rejection. There could be a lot of rewards too. You talked about that in terms
of
when you do it, it's very rewarding. You're impacting and improving people's lives in a part of their, home is, whether you're buying or selling, is often your largest asset. It's often, very personally connected in some way. And so it's very rewarding. It also is very personal. If you're working in terms of lead generation with your sphere or people that you know personally, and then they don't choose you, I find that it can be hard for a lot of new agents. It's hard for agents that have been around a long time too. We just have more.
You have more practice.
But you're
around a long time. I mean, yeah. The things that bother you, you know, years ago don't bother you now, only because of life and practice, I think. But you're right. You're right. One other thing I wanted to mention, though, to throw out there, if for the new agents listening or pretty new or on the team starting out, I've seen this for years, which is a no-no. This is a definite no-no, where somebody will say, well, you're like, how many listings? Well, I got one listing and I'm working two buyers. Okay, what are you doing for leads now? Oh, I'm just busy with the one listing and working two buyers. And that's definitely a no-no. You know, if you're gonna do this as a career, right, it's your business, you're not going to make it if you just focus on that one listing or two listings, unless it's part-time and it's not your career. You know, would you agree? Because you have to keep that. That's what your book, the 5 minutes a day, is to keep it going, moving forward. And because I've seen that many times in multiple areas or multiple markets where some of the new guys do that, and then they end up fizzling out because they're losing their momentum.
Absolutely.
That
is so true. I call it this loop, this transactional loop, where they get a lead. And you're right, they focus entirely on it, which has value. I mean, they certainly want to take care of their client, and they want to make sure the transaction goes well, and they want to get it to settlement. But then they wake up the day after settlement, and they don't have anything to do because they don't have any leads. So then they get busy,
exactly.
They get out there, they get a lead, and then they get stuck in this loop. And that creates a very roller coaster, a very highs and lows kind of business. And that's where connecting to building and growing, the topics in the book that talk about that, it helps take the agent from just working in the business, being the technician, if you will, that just is doing the next transaction and only as good as their next lead, to help them have skills and strategies for taking it to the next level so they have an ongoing operation. Even if they're an individual, there's still things you can do to help connect and build and grow so it sustains itself.
Yep, absolutely. Love it. So what makes this book stand out from the other real estate books? Is it the time period and it just is such a wisdom? But
Well, much of the stories or the entries are a combination of what I call information and inspiration. It's like peanut butter and chocolate makes a Reese's peanut butter cup, which is better. And what they have found is information and inspiration together is transformational, because you're more likely to remember it if there's a story attached. And the other aspect that's unique to the book is that most books are chapter one, chapter two, chapter three. This book is designed to be one topic a day. And so with the bite-sized pieces, people are more likely to be able to implement it, and they're more likely to stay with it. I found that many agents, you know, they buy the book, they intend to read the book. They don't actually ever either read it or finish the book. And so it's only valuable.
Right.
Information is only valuable if you find a way to read it and implement it, right? Otherwise, it's just on your bookshelf or on your bedside table.
So it's kind of like what you said before. It doesn't overwhelm them. You know, like when we do our seminar, you know, seminars, trainings, and somebody's just overwhelmed. They have to have bite-sized pieces of how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time. This book already does that for everybody. That's where the 5 minutes comes in, and the one topic and 365 days. It works beautifully with the inspiration, information, and then your wow, I love it. This is definitely makes a lot of sense.
And many.
So how did
many people?
Go ahead.
Yeah, many people make it as part of their morning ritual. I don't know if you're familiar with Hal Elrod and Miracle Morning, but there are a number of people that have read Miracle Morning and followed that, because if you start your day off right, you're more likely to make the morning, and you're more likely to make the day. And as part of the program that he has set up, reading is one of them. Many people that I've talked to use this as a transitional. So they're doing their morning reading of maybe more inspirational or motivational, but then they use this to transfer their mind and their mindset into the business of the day. So that's another way that
it's
unique.
It does. It's definitely like merging peanut butter and chocolate. Like you said, it's a phenomenal tool. But how can your book help agents succeed to success at a higher level by investing the 5 minutes a day, we went over that. I'm just looking at the the testimonials. Okay, you have a lot of testimonials, people that have already done this, and it's proven true. If I can do it, you can do it. Do you think that kind of, you know, being a pro in the business, when people see you do it and spell it out and you go, hey, this is easy. This, and we know it isn't, it takes work, it takes discipline, it takes consistency, which is what you give people in your book, because every day, you know, everyone has 5 minutes. And if somebody doesn't have 5 minutes, they've got to really work on time management, right? Because we all can take, so this really balances. Do you feel it gives somebody peace, kind of structure, because they're going to go out to that world and kind of balance their what they're ready to do?
But I think that a lot of it has to do with the power of habit. In fact, I believe there's actually even a book called The Power of Habit. So I'll share that Seinfeld became a successful comedian by writing jokes. And he committed to write one joke a day and to not break the chain. If you want to Google on YouTube, Jerry Seinfeld and joke a day or whatever, that power of habit, even people that are in the exercise training professions, they say that what happens is that when you set up a habit, then you don't really need as much willpower, because willpower is a finite resource, if you will. But a habit, if you've built up a habit, yes, then you're more likely to sustain it. And that is the sustaining, the ongoing is where the success is achieved. So that's the 5 minutes a day, investing 5 minutes a day into your personal and business development, and it will actually, the habit will then carry forward, power of habit will carry forward into other aspects of your profession and life. And that's where people and agents can achieve at a higher level is through the power of habit.
That's great. We teach people to, you know, always prospect so many hours every day, and put that in a time where you're, so you get into it and don't skip if you can, even if you have to flex your time around. It's all ties in. It's been building that foundation. Yeah.
It's the same philosophy. You commit to something every day, you're more likely to stay with it. It's the in and out. If the commitment to prospecting or lead generation is every day, then you're more likely to see success, because where people fall, I think, or are challenged is they distracted and start doing other things and they let it go, and then trying to get back into it, just like an exercise regime, is significantly harder, right? So the better strategy is to put it into practice as a habit and then stay with the habit, and that will build on itself.
And that's where you get that sweet point. So each story in the book offers a takeaway for immediate action that will enhance your real estate knowledge. So you can do it immediately, apply it immediately, and get into that habit.
So your vision of your team.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I was just going to say, part of the success is the reading it and the... lost you there for a second.
Oh, no, I've got it. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, part of the success, the takeaway, is that when people get into action, because information and education and training and all that is really, until you actually put it into action, is not going to be transformational. It's the two-step process. It's the learning and the doing. And so the takeaway gets the agent or the professional into immediate action, and that's where they're going to see a higher level of success achieved.
Yeah, it's great. There's a new theme in it. Let me ask you, your mission of your team is to improve and impact people's lives, is what you write. Tell us a little bit about, because you're fantastic with serving as well, and you're involved in quite a lot of give backs to the world. Tell us a little bit about that and your mission.
Well, people who are buying and selling homes are often going through other major life events. In fact, there have been studies done on the stress associated with moving, but there's also stress associated with you know, a death in the family or divorce, or even positive, like having children or getting married. And those often are the reasons why people buy and sell houses. So they're more than likely to be experiencing a higher than normal stress. And our team came together and to come up with our own mission statement. And we realized that we really sought to, by our service of helping people buy and sell homes, that we wanted to improve their life, but sometimes that's challenging to do because of their life circumstances. So we're like, well, can we impact their life? So that's where we came with improving and impacting people's lives. And the beauty of that is that it's also relates to improving and impacting each other's lives on our team, but our colleagues and other people that we come into contact with, because affiliates like title people and lenders and other agents. And then now with my writing of the book, Real Estate Success in 5 Minutes a Day, I found that I'm reaching even further of improving and impacting people's lives beyond I really even could have conceived when I first came up with the idea and just committed to writing the book.
The power of leverage is amazing, and to be able to touch so many lives and instead of just one at a time, but one at a time is just as important. That's fantastic. And they say it's proven that light leaders are lifelong learners. That's another statistic. That's a fact that you mentioned in your bio.
Yes, that was another one of the key aspects to my wanting to give back, because in terms of, you know, what is the biggest impact that I could have on other people is to share and to give back some of the wisdom and knowledge that I've gained. And now what I've discovered, though, is it's so amazing, is that the more I give and the more I receive. I have learned so much from the people that I have either visited with on programs like this or speaking, or the people that I've met on Facebook and social media. And it's here I thought I was giving back, and now it just keeps coming back at me. So
isn't that beautiful?
It's,
beautiful.
It's absolutely amazing how that happens.
We can all teach each other every day something, and it's just, oh, I love it. I love it. So you, given your status and expertise, what are some of the advice you would give when you've given a lot of advice already, so I'm not being redundant, but what is some of the advice you would give the up-and-coming real estate producer if, you know?
Well, we talked about being a lifelong learner, and I would say that that is one thing that I have discovered, a whole new avenue and directions of things I could learn. And the industry is constantly changing. So there's advancements in technology, and there's even just for our area, the contract's constantly changing and evolving, and there's just industry changes. So being a lifelong learner, having that mindset that you're a lifelong learner, is going to benefit you. But the other aspect to it is finding a mentor and modeling their success, because there are those that have gone before us that have, you know, achieved at a high level, and they achieved that level for certain things that they did and you can learn so much from them. Well, I will also advocate for learning from those that are coming up into the ranks, because I like to surround myself with millennials and young adults, because they are
the technology is amazing, isn't it?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Every day I'm like, you all are teaching me so much. Now they obviously have things to learn in other areas, but the things that they teach me are amazing. So I would say look for all of these learning opportunities, because the people that have a growth mindset and are open to it are, I believe, the ones that achieve at a higher level. They're always going to where Wayne Gretzky, the hockey player, said, you know, I go to where the puck is going. They're going to where it's going, and they're seeking that instead of being, I see some people that are kind of resistant to change, and I'm like, well, it's going to change whether you change or not. So you can either
absolutely
go with it or
it's happening.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
It's happening.
I feel it
can get overwhelming to the old timers who aren't used to it, and then you know the millennials just pick it up, know it. You know, they're, I mean, even kids 3-5 years old are so phenomenal on these computers and phones, and it's just, it's, I agree with you. It's that we can learn from everybody. It's a good advice which you would give to the old timers, not to be afraid of this technology, because it is happening whether people like it or not, and there are a lot of benefits to it as well that makes our life a lot easier for the old timers that were in the days when we didn't have fax machines, we didn't have voicemail, everything was schlepped everywhere, and now it's just so much easier to do these things. In hopes that the old timers don't want to quit. You know, people do get overwhelmed and get to a point where they say, ah. So it's good to get with some of the millennials and get in there and then kind of swap the knowledge, huh?
Yes, that's the beauty, is that if we can see the value and the benefit in both sources of the wisdom and the fresh ideas, because the benefit is in both. It's not like either or. It's like and.
That
it's
makes
an,
so much
an
sense.
And phenomenon. Yeah.
That makes so much sense, because it's just and the it's being leveraged, and we have such a different world now. That's why we have the menu systems that we offer, because people like choices. But without the technology, it's not going to happen that way or easily. But what I found is, no matter, and this is where your book can apply to people in any, you know, any industry as well, that foundation applies. Just like when you build a house, they have to put the foundation in, put the footers in. You know, the first floor has to be done before the second floor, you know, while there's a structure. Just like in businesses and accounting and anything we do, there's a process. And I think that is one beautiful thing, that no matter what technology does, even if we have a bunch of robots instead of needing help anymore, right, one day, excuse me, you know, it's we're still going to have the basics. People need to connect somehow. People need to, you know, you've got to go from A to Z. I think that that foundation, what I found through it is, coaches need coaches. You know, when we coach and we consult and we train, we still need coaches, because we get to different levels of what we're doing, and we need to be able to see it from different mindsets. I think that's a great takeaway that I would take from your book, because people from all nationalities, all ages, everything can actually get such inspiration and motivation and see it from their perception, if that makes sense to me. That's what I can see that being so so awesome.
Well, and many of the, most of the concepts are what I call evergreen. They're principles. So evergreen principles, like you're saying, a foundation of a house. You're always going to have a foundation of a house. Now, is there new technology and engineering, you know, that is coming forward every day? Yes, but they still haven't ever come up with a way to build a house without some sort of foundation. And so when you focus or you make sure that you're grounded in the principles, then when the methods or the techniques, they could change. The method of delivery, say, for example, we used to hand deliver, and then we went to fax, and now we do email, or we do cloud delivery systems.
DocuSign.
We're still
right.
We're still delivering. Okay. So the basic principle is delivery. Okay, so the method has changed, but we're still delivering. So where it's helpful is to think, what is the principle or the underlying concept, and then what are the ways that we can do that? And there's countless ways of doing it, and it's probably going to continue to change, because we're creative beings, and we're as we should, because if we had never changed, then gosh, I guess we'd all still be back in a cave somewhere. So change has happened. Good, right?
Exactly.
So
we have to change and grow. Yeah. But you know what's interesting,
again,
though, with all the change and growth, we still have our basics. We still have our spiritual, our physical. We have to eat, right? We have to sleep. We have to rest. There's certain things that have never changed, you know, and
yes.
It's amazing.
And people are still people, even with the ways that they are receiving information now. They're still wanting to connect with a person because, it, in fact, in some ways, it's almost they desire it. Information is overload. It's there's so much information now. The is more of a consultant in terms of helping people to discern the information. And so I believe that there will still be value in the real estate profession, even as we become more and more technology. I would think that there's, even though, say, for example, in the stock market, you know, there's still people that want to seek the counsel of somebody who is a professional, does it on a daily basis. Then there will always be some people who want, or more do-it-yourselfers, and want to do their own trading.
Right.
But I think there's still always going to be the people who are going to understand that this is a transaction that requires some knowledge and experience and skill, and that they don't do it as a very often, most people. And so they're going to seek out the professional.
I agree. And there's going to be certain aspects that they should not have a professional, even if they can do parts of it themselves, you know, but the, you know, like the contracts are so important. Negotiating is important, inspections important, knowing the right questions and where to go to that. You know, there's so much that, and negotiating is a huge key. I think sometimes when people try to do it themselves, they can get in their way, where a third party is able to do it. So,
yeah, that's why they say that a lawyer, you know, shouldn't, or doctors shouldn't practice on themselves and their family. And I mean, a lawyer who, you know, represents himself as a fool for a client. There's a reason why they say that, because we are not objective about our own home and about our own personal situation. And so the other aspect to it is that what is customary for the market, because it is as it's constantly moving and changing, having someone that's on the ground and actually doing it on a daily basis is going to add value there as well. So I believe our industry is there, even as we become more technology oriented, we're also still very people centric.
Exactly. I agree. We have that human connection. We need, it's part of life. And that's not changing. I agree with you 100%. We have so much going on with different auctions and different types of ways of doing work, but it hasn't changed. Tell us a little bit about, and not to change the subject, but I just want to hear a little bit about you in, so that you joined Sue Huckabee and on her team as a new agent in 2002, and then you took over when she passed away. I'm so sorry to hear that she passed away. Tell us how that transpired, because you'd been in, what, approximately 6 years when that happened.
Well, so when you mentioned to me whether an agent should start out on their own or whether they should be a part of a team, I personally chose to be part of a team pretty quickly, because for myself, I saw that there were those that had gone before that had achieved success at a high level, and I wanted to be a part of that. Sue selected me or asked me to become her partner for several key reasons, and one was I was actively lead generating. A lot of the other team members were lead receiving, and they were only taking from the team what, you know, they could get. And what I was doing was seeking to build the team and to grow a business inside of this opportunity. And so I would say that even if you're a sole practitioner, remember that if you're inside of a brokerage, which you have to be obviously for the first few years, that if you show that you're a lead generator and you can bring in business, you will be sought after, because that is the thing that everybody needs and wants, right? So she approached me, and I knew that she had been ill, and so we partnered up, and I learned a lot from her. The challenging part is she passed away in 2008, which was also when the financial markets crashed. And
so I
rebuilt the business from there, and that was when I decided that I didn't want to do it alone, even though I had that, obviously, opportunity at that point, and I brought in another business partner, Lizzie Conroy. And the the when you were saying about what did I would share, that is that it, and we've talked about this, the business isn't easy. It is actually an easy business to enter in terms of what the wealth or income potential is. Right. There's other industries.
That makes sense, right? You can get your license really easily. Yeah. Yeah. That makes
sense. But it's not easy. I mean, statistics have shown that 13% of the agents only 13% are still in the industry after 5 years. That is a pretty high turnover rate. I think that people are perhaps they're thinking that it looks easy. because they see the sod in the yard.
You have to love people. I think we should all get psychiatry, degrees, and I mean automatically honorary psychology degrees or because we're dealing with so many people and so many emotions, and I agree, it's not easy, but it is a beautiful business too, because it puts you in touch with so many people that you probably wouldn't meet, just in another industry, or it's just there's so many. It's wonderful because you can change lives or help change lives, when you're in this business. And
when you connect to build and grow over time, that those people come back to you and their children come to you. And then you're like, it's like you see their whole life cycle you become an integral part of their life for certain stages of their life. And that is definitely beautiful, but it is attainable. That's the thing. Success is attainable and it's sustainable. So it's just a few key practices and habits that are done well, and then you build on those, and that's how people who do stay in the business 5 years and longer, that's how they achieve success.
Absolutely. If you can do it. You can definitely do it. I found within 3 to 5 years you can go into any market and be doing extremely well by the third year if you follow principles and from ground up, and you can go in. And it's interesting, in our industry it's geographically driven. Usually you're within 20 minutes from your home, and you can build that book of business. But nowadays we can actually do it virtually in many different areas, connecting with people, but it takes a while to build those relationships. It's really interesting. It's like you said, the sky's the limit if somebody really wants to go for it. There's just so much you can do, and there's so many different venues you can take in this industry if you just put your mind to it. So it's pretty amazing, huh? But
yeah,
it can also overwhelm
you
if you don't have structure, huh?
That's true. I call that New York, New York. The song. If I can make it there, I can make it anywhere. And those principles.
I love it.
You can. Yeah, you like that? Where if you can make it in one place and you take those principles, you should be able to correlate them and make them work in other markets or other.
You can do it. I did it in Maryland. I did it in Hawaii. And now I'm building our membership association. So can I take that? New York, New York. I love that. Coin that. That works. That makes perfect sense. For 5,000 miles away and go back and forth. That's a good way to look at it. It's so true. It absolutely is true. You can build it and grow it. It's beautiful. Tell us a little bit about your family.
Well, so my husband, Andy, 30 years. We just passed our 30th.
Congratulations.
It's very exciting. And he had come out of being an executive in the trade association industry for 25 years in the Washington, D.C. metro area. And he said he was going to go play golf and fish. And I was like, oh, wow, no, you're not. I just got started. You're going to come help me. And it's amazing. It really, people say, well, how do you work with your husband? And I was like, well, he has his skill sets and I have my skill sets. And having him be
wonderful.
A part of the team, he brings the whole operations aspect of it is he's transformed it. It's taken, like, for example, home inspections and getting houses ready to go on the market. He's taken that to a whole new level. So I really am delighted to have him join me. And then our son, Drew, he's actually in commercial real estate. So people asked me if he was going to join me. And I said, I'm not so sure about that. I, I think he's found his industry that he does a retail shopping center develop in the D.C. area. And then our daughter, Callie, she wanted to get her own space. So she went to Austin and she does computer development for a company down there. So it's a good full life. It's a life by design that somebody shared that with me. And I was like, yes, I designed my life and it's very full.
That's wonderful. And I guess your daughter, well, Austin's really booming too, huh? So is your daughter, you'll be able to travel back and forth easily too?
Yes. Well, that's a fun place to go. So.
Yeah, I've been down. It's wonderful. They that is a full life, and life by design. It's so important these days to do it. And if you create one, you can change it and create it another way. You know, it's just real estate gives so much flexibility. Well, I love what you're doing. Gosh, we're almost. I told you the hour would fly by, right? And we didn't even take any commercial breaks whatsoever. Not even one.
Oh my gosh! Well, you probably need to do that.
No, we're good. No, I'm just saying we're almost at the end. You're amazing what you've done, and my hat's off to you with doing this industry and giving back, and then finding the time to balance, to write the book, to go get to serve, to do all you do. And in addition, you're doing your charity and community involvement as well. Tell us about that.
Well, many people would come to us and want us to help them out with their community events and organizations and charities, and we wanted to be good corporate citizens and do that. And so we're like, but we would also like to have a little bit of impact and influence on knowing that this is staying local, because real estate's all local, we're hyper local. And so we decided to create, my business partner, Lizzie and I, this group called Community Charity Champions. And we host a fundraiser on a monthly basis at a local restaurant, and we've secured sponsors. And so we've been doing this for 5 years now, and we're
congratulations.
It really is. It's amazing. We have people that come back, and support it, and even support charities that aren't even their particular focus, but they see that this is giving back in a very unique and special way. And so we live here, we work here, so we get back here, and have found that to be very, very meaningful, being a part of the community that way.
And you serve on the board of the GMCC?
Greater McLean Chamber of Commerce, yes. Well, being a business owner, want to participate in my community as well in that fashion.
Fantastic. Tell us about the therapeutic horseback riding program.
Well, I became involved in that through our daughter. Yeah, she was had a horse she rode horses and then wanted to get a horse. And so we got involved with lifting up through that.
Yeah, that's the way
that works. But it is really a beautiful program when you see how a horse gives someone mobility and legs and the ability to be at one with an animal in a unique way. Most of them are children that are have some sort of handicap or disability. And we also have a kind of a wounded warrior program, in that we also have people that have been served our country that we do. And so it is, it really does impact and improve people's lives in another capacity. And just knowing that we can do that to help people that are benefit so much from the love of the horse and the animal.
And it's called Lift Me Up? Lift Me Up?
Yes. So the idea, we lift them up onto the horse, but then the experience lifts them up in their life. And
wow,
that's
great.
It's very, oh my gosh, when you see their faces, it does change you.
Oh, I bet it does. Back to nature and getting in, that's fantastic. Wow, you're amazing, amazing, amazing what you've done and keep on doing. What are your personal hobbies and interests?
Well, my husband and I are big bikers, so people often see us tooling around in our community, and then I'm an avid reader. So a lot of the book actually has come from my insights and inspiration and information that I've culled from so many sources, and often take that and put it into a story or an application with real estate. And so in some ways, it's a compilation of all of that learning experience and reading that I have done through the years.
Fantastic. Now tell us how to get a copy of your book.
So Amazon is an amazing resource, and we also have the digital version for Kindle, which is a great way to take it with you everywhere you go, and it also has the search capability. Sometimes people say, oh, I remember a topic, but I don't remember what day it is, and so it's easy to search using that digital format. And please do go on the 5-Minute Success Facebook page. One of the aspects to reading or writing the book that came to me after writing the book is that everybody is on the same page. So like, you know, for today, we're talking today and the topic is maintain the pace of play. That is coming from the concept of when you go to play golf and you're supposed to stay up with the group in front of you and make sure you don't hold up the group behind you. Well, there's a pace of play, if you will, in the real estate transaction, right? And so the application is there. Well, we're all reading that page. So if you have an insight or an aha and you go, oh my gosh, I see how that works. And now I'm going to remember to stay and be mindful of my pace of play.
Oh, you can do it with each other. That's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
And then anybody who is interested in bulk copies, they can certainly reach out on the website 5-Minute Success, and we can make arrangements to do that too.
Fantastic. And your and the office number and cell, I know people know with radio Realty Universal, we would forward the information, but why don't we get that too, your contact information.
So office is 703-734-0192. And my cell is 703-582-6818.
6812. Okay, so you have a 703-734-0192. Cell 703. Boy, you're giving that at 582-6818. And then what press? Well, 5minutepress.com. That's the website then, right? Or there's a 5 minute
success
also.
5minutesuccess.com is the website, and there's more information there as well. And reach out to me on Facebook. I would love to connect with you and know how I can help you to achieve success at a higher level.
I love it. We'll have to have you back also. Tell us, okay, what do you want to be remembered for? What's your legacy you want to leave? Which we can hear it, but I want to hear this. It's amazing what you've done.
Well, the legacy is to give back. We talked about that in the beginning. When we were talking earlier, to give back to people. And then what I found is that the more I give, then the more I receive. So it really is. It's an amazing experience to know that I can impact and improve people's lives.
It's amazing. One person at a time, and you've set it up to where your delegation skills have got to be tremendous. You've really are covering a huge territory that you're handling.
Well, I have a great team and staff, and they are wonderful at doing their jobs, and so I let them do them.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, we have to have you back. The time's flown by, and it's been such a pleasure. It's been such a pleasure, and this has been Karen Briscoe and Real Estate Success in 5 Minutes a Day. You can go out and get your copy today. I tell you, it's I'm going to get my copy. I really love what you've done, and definitely love to have you back and hope to network
you
with you as well. And we
Absolutely.
Will. And then thank you, ma'am. So to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.